With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The name Ring Lardner Jr. may have a familiar, well, ring. Lardner is the son of one of the most famous writers of the 1920s, an Academy Award screenwriter and one of the Hollywood Ten, jailed for refusing to testify before the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Lardner's novel, All for Love, is a funny story of a scientist who discovers a love potion that changes the course of relations, not only between man and woman, but between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. Born in Chicago in 1915, Ring Lardner Jr. landed a job with the now-defunct New York Daily Mirror, but Hollywood called, and Lardner, at the age of 20, went to work for the motion picture producer David O. Selznick.
He said the idea was I was going to train me in everything about the motion picture business, but I would earn my keep by being in the publicity department.
Writer Bud Schulberg was also toiling for Selznick, who was working on the original film version of A Star Is Born.
He asked Bud and me if we wanted to try writing a couple of scenes for this picture. Then he used several of our scenes, and including the ending.
But after 2 years, it became clear that not much he did for Selznick was going to reach the screen.
I instead accepted a job in the B-writing department, the small budget pictures at Warner Brothers.
In 1941, Lardner broke out of E-Pictures and won an Oscar for his screenplay Woman of the Year with Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. During World War II, he was frustrated in his efforts to work in government film units.
But I was always turned down for political reasons.
After the war, Lardner's left-wing politics led to prison and many years of blacklisting. Ring Lardner Jr.'s novel, All for Love, was published by Franklin Watts. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Ring Lardner Jr. is a soft-spoken man whose demeanor belies the fierce struggle he had with the government of the 1940s and 50s. Lardner says the FBI branded him a premature anti-fascist for opposing Franco during the Spanish Civil War.
I had done work raising money for ambulances during that war. My closest brother fought in the Abraham Lincoln Brigade and was killed in 1938 in Spain.
As one of the Hollywood Ten, screenwriter Lardner was sentenced to prison for defying the House Un-American Activities Committee in 1947.
Were you a member of the Communist Party?
Yes, I was.
You were a publicly a member?
No, virtually no one in Hollywood where it meant the loss of a job was publicly a member. But I was by no means all the people who were blacklisted were members of the Communist Party.
Ring Lardner Jr. found himself unable to find work when he got out of prison in 1951.
I then, with another blacklisted writer, Ian McClellan Hunter, wrote television films which were shot in England by a producer who knew who we were and deliberately hired blacklisted writers.
The blacklist began to break down in the late 50s, and Ring Lardner Jr. was once again able to use his name.
The first credit I had was a picture called The Cincinnati Kid with Steve McQueen.
In 1970, he won an Oscar for scripting MASH. Franklin Watts has published Ring Lardner Jr.'s novel All for Love, an erotic satire of a microbiologist who discovers a hormone that changes all notions about love and sex. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A son of a famous writer and columnist of the 1920s, Ring Lardner Jr.'s career as a screenwriter was interrupted by prison and blacklisting because of his defiance of the House Committee on Un-American Activities. The first thing he wrote when he was released from prison was a novel called The Ecstasy of Owen Muir. That was in 1954.
I had great difficulty getting it published in this country, and no difficulty at all getting it published in England.
So The Ecstasy of Owen Muir, about Catholicism in America, was published in the U.S. under left-wing auspices. Gradually, the blacklist broke, and Lardner returned to screenwriting, winning his second Oscar for adapting the novel MASH to the screen.
The publisher, William Morrow, sent the galleys of the book to me to see if I would write a blurb for the jacket. I thought it could be... made into a movie.
Ring Lardner Jr.'s novel, All for Love, is a comedy, the tale of a young scientist who lures the girl of his dreams by slipping her a hormone guaranteed to produce love, a hormone with even wider applications.
In the end, this is used to bring the Soviet and American delegations into greater harmony.
Ring Lardner Jr. still believes in some form of socialism, but says he mostly votes for Democratic candidates these days.
Since the time I was a communist, two things, the invention of the nuclear bomb and the realization of how much man is doing to his environment, have between them seemed much more important issues to me than what kind of economic system we have.
Ring Lardner Jr., Franklin Watts, has published his novel, All for Love. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.